Listening to KLOI LP FM 102.9, perfect Lopez music, Island, Washington.
Perfect music, lying by me in my bed. Perfect music, talking to me in my head. Perfect music.
Back, and I want to welcome you to Gleanings. I'm Sue Dumond, and I'm here every Tuesday night, except for about the last month. And every Tuesday night from 8 to 9:15 p.m.-ish, stirring up a musical stew of sorts. So what is Gleanings? It's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And where to start? I've been gone for several weeks, and I want to thank my daughter, Alia, and her boyfriend, Michael, for taking over the Dead Air Gypsy part of the evening that starts at 9:15, usually, and they'll be here tonight, Alia and Michael, and Lady in Blue and Scuzzy, so stay tuned for that. And they've done a fabulous job, and this is going to be their farewell tour. As far as the Gleanings part of the evening, one of the things I did while I was gone was to go to the Far West Folk Alliance conference in Phoenix, and it was a music conference. And if you're not familiar with Folk Alliance, it's the Far West is a Western regional chapter of the North American Folk Music and Dance Alliance, and as they say on their website, Far West exists to foster and promote traditional, contemporary, and multicultural folk music, dance, and related performing arts in the western parts of North America. And so this regional gathering featured a lot of musicians, and it was probably about 75% musicians and 25% DJs, venues, and promoters and record labels. And while I was there, I got a little bored sitting at the exhibition table, so I started interviewing folks. So what I'm going to do is play something I put together of musicians, interviews and songs from Far West, and it's about 50 minutes long, and I'll break into the middle of it and talk a little bit, but I hope you enjoy. So here goes from Far West. Far West in Phoenix. I'm here at the Far West Folk Alliance with Alice DiMaselli. So how is your experience of the Folk Alliance thus far?
I'm having a blast. My roommate is a little bit messy, and she's kind of driving me a little crazy, but don't tell her. Other than that, this is awesome.
I'll keep that to myself. Okay. So, besides your roommate being messy, are there any other things you'd like to share about this conference? What are you getting out of it?
Well, I'm going to play tonight and tomorrow night, and I think I'm going to get a lot out of that. I'm meeting people. I've met a lot of very nice people. There's a lot of good eye candy here. And okay, I've got to be silly, you know? I'm meeting some very nice people. I'm having some very good conversations, and I really can't wait to shut up and sing.
I know, it is a little hard sitting. I don't sing, but I'm having a hard time sitting here not listening to music and only listening to chitter chatter. So, Okay, well, thanks a lot. I'm looking forward to hearing you sing, too, and I'll see what I can do about your roommate.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Last night I was dreaming I had troubles in my way, looking for the comfort of my mama far away. I was walking down an old dirt road, tears streaming from my eyes, when a wise old woman come up and asked me why. And she said, "Oh no, child, just dry those tears from your eyes. You gotta ask for what you want before you get it. Oh my child, you just got to make up your mind. What you need will come to you when you know it. Come on and show it." Well, this old woman smiled like gold, and her words came none too soon. My eyes got wide, my tears they dried, and I got a smile on too. And as I looked her in the eye, I saw myself on down this road, helping some little girl lighten up her load. I was singing, "Oh no, child, just dry those tears from your eyes. You gotta ask for what you want before you get it. Oh my child, you just got to make up your mind. What you need will come to you when you know it. Come on and show it." Said, "There's just one thing I'll tell you before I walk away. It's your own life you're living. You got to start acting that way. Don't you follow any person. Be wise now, girl, be smart. Don't you follow any orders unless they line up with your heart." She was singing, "Oh no, child, just dry those tears from your eyes. You gotta ask for what you want before you get it. Oh my child, you just got to make up your mind. What you need will come to you when you know it. Come on and show it. You just gotta show it. Act like you know it. Come on and show it."
Hi, what's your name and what's your purpose and presence here at Far West Folk Alliance?
My name is Rachel Garland. I'm a singer-songwriter and I like to tour with other singer-songwriters, so I'm here to meet my peers and to find out about sort of under-the-radar venues like house concerts and maybe lesser-known festivals where I often find the most sort of memorable performances take place.
That's true. The more intimate settings are things that seem to be the most memorable. Maybe you could relate, like, one of your experiences at, or...
Sure, yeah. I'm on tour right now, and I just got back from the Midwest. I played two house concerts, one in Chicago and one in Stoughton, which is outside Madison. And both of them were hosted by people who I just met on the road and were on my mailing list and hadn't hosted house concerts before. But since our first time, 6 years ago, We turned it into a tradition. We call it Stoughton Fest, and it's this annual thing that I can look forward to and a relationship with a community that I just wouldn't otherwise have. So that's, sort of the ideal for me.
Yeah, nice. You have more intimate connection with your fans and people who are really listening to your music.
Yeah, I mean, you end up having a social experience at the show because you get to meet people beforehand and, talk with them and learn about, what they were up to that week, a week in their life. And, after the show, similarly, people can stick around and it's just, there isn't there's sort of nothing in the way.
Right. Yeah. Nice. That's nice. So is this your first Folk Alliance?
No, actually, I went to Southwest Folk Alliance at the beginning of this month, and I've been to several of the regional ones before, but this is my first time at Far West in a couple years. I'm actually getting ready to move back to the Bay Area from New York, so I figured I wanted to come and find my fellow Far Westerners.
All right. That's great. All right. Well, thanks for talking with me.
Very nice to meet you, and thanks and good luck.
Okay.
Hey, Garrett, what did you do with the poem I gave to you? Did you tear it or keep it forever like I always seem to do? Like the notes that we left and the ticket stubs, dried flowers wrapped up in a bow. Do you ever think of the two of us? Or did you just let it go? Hey, Garrett, I still have the birthday perfume that I got from your mom. I still wear it on special occasions like cleaning the attic alone, where I still have the blanket and all of the cards, the pine cone we found in the snow. Do you ever think of the two of us? Did you just let it go? Remember when people were skydiving out of the air at the fair? Under a parachute we saw a woman and we loved her hair.
Tomorrow night we'll probably sing great.
Okay.
All
right, so we're at Far West Folk Alliance, and we have with us...
What are you doing? What is this?
I have a little radio show, and so...
Thank you.
Tracy Newman and the Reinforcements, and I met Tracy in the elevator, and I asked her how was she, and... She could hardly get a word out because she has laryngitis, which is not good for a singer when she's performing. So, hours later, how are you?
I've done two showcases already. The first one, I did three songs, and then I brought in a couple of people to take my place if I needed it, and they did. And then the second one, I did a full half hour, and I realized that the main thing is to just concentrate on your words. And it's been a good little kind of lesson, actually.
Well, that's good. That's a good way to handle it. Otherwise, you could be hiding in your room.
It's difficult. He's one of my backup singers. And they sing so beautifully that it's kind of sad that, you know, that this is happening. But it'll get better as the evening goes on, I think. And then tomorrow, I think I'll be fine. This is Lori Gosnell.
Hi.
I'm Sue Dumont, and I'm just interviewing people. I have a little radio show up on KLOI, 102.9 LP FM, Lopez Island, Washington.
Oh,
so I thought I would report back.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's a great idea.
I love Lopez Island.
Oh, yes.
Have you been there?
No?
No.
Oh,
well, we're going to go.
But where, okay. Where in Washington, where is it?
It's north of Seattle.
Okay.
Kind of in between Seattle and Vancouver and then out into the water.
Oh, beautiful area.
Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Well, did you catch our act yet?
No.
Oh, I hope you do.
Yeah.
You're doing okay in spite of her semi-laryngitis.
You know, Sean Cromwell said, don't even tell them you have laryngitis and they'll think that's just the way you talk and the way you say it.
Because right. It's great storytelling. That's what her songs are about. Great storytelling.
That's cool. Great. Well, I hope to catch you.
Right.
And thanks. And I hope your voice improves.
Maybe
or somehow.
You'll hear me again and it'll be like a miracle.
Miracle.
Thanks again, Sue.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Lopez Island.
Yeah.
I've been to Lopez Island. I love Lopez Island.
You do? Do you really? Do you love Lopez Island? Tell me how much you love it.
I love Lopez Island. I was there twice. There was someone who, maybe he's still there, has a bed and breakfast there. So I was lucky enough to enjoy. It's been so long, I can't remember.
Robert Herman.
I doubt if I'd even remember if you told me.
I know everyone. I've lived there for 24 years.
It would have been probably 95 when I was there. So
yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah. Probably Christopher and Robert.
Yeah,
Swiss Bay.
Anyway.
It's them.
Cool.
Okay, so Nathan Ashwell, where are you from?
Nathan Ashwell, I'm from Vancouver, Canada.
Oh.
This is my first Far West conference. I was at the International Folk Alliance in February in Memphis, and I made some friends there, and they are here, and strongly suggested that I come to this, and so here I am.
Great, and so what kind of music do you play?
Well, I would best describe, the little phrase that I've come up with is conscious pop. I write music in a number of different styles, but for me what really ties it all together is the message. And I'm interested in, through all the music that I perform, I'm interested in reminding everybody that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So without being preachy, without being denominational oriented, I'm just trying to write music that I hope will inspire people and help them to remember who they really are.
I like that. That sounds good. It works for me too. All right, that's great. And so how's your experience been here so far?
Well, I'm actually enjoying myself a great deal. As we're speaking, we're in the exhibition hall, I never remember what to call it.
Yeah.
And there seems to be a great deal of energy and interest, both giving and receiving. You know, there's some really lovely energy in the room. And it's a little more scaled down than the event in Memphis. It seems to be a little more human, a little more easy to connect to other people. And I'm meeting other people who are on a similar wavelength to me, which I'm happy about, because I must confess that before I came, I sort of felt, gee, is this really the conference for me?
Right.
But yeah, I'm turning out to be pleasantly surprised. There are some people who seem to be very genuinely on the same track. So
that's great.
That's very encouraging.
Well, there's the left coast for you, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, enjoy, and I hope to catch some of your music. I'll check out the schedule.
And I hope you enjoy your weekend, too.
Okay. I am speaking to John Mullenhauer. John M. Is that because the name is... Like I hacked it, or that people might hack it, so you have to shorten
it. you got it better than most, but I get tired of spelling it for people, and people have a hard time remembering it. And it's actually funny you asked me about my name, because when I lived in Nashville and I started getting some kind of high profile gigs there, I played at the Bluebird and places like that, and people started recognizing me in public, and for a long time I had set up, people told me to change my name. And I said, no, I'm not going to change my name. I'm proud of my family heritage, you know.
Right.
And then, but then when people started recognizing me, they'd say, I saw you the other night at the Bluebird. You're John, something with an M. And so I thought, well, all right, if that's what they want to remember, I'll you know, let them have it their way. And so I I just shortened it to John M, and it's been working for me. So
that's cool. I have a friend, maybe you know him, Brian QTN. It's C-U-T-E-N.
I know the name. I don't think
well,
I know
him. Well, he spells it QTN because people couldn't spell it the other way. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So I noticed when I went by here, your video, I was really interested in. Because I do video as well.
Oh, okay.
And I was really interested in maybe you could talk about that project, and because it's related to your music. And
absolutely. Yeah, thanks for asking. What I have playing in my booth here at the conference is, at the moment, is a bunch of performance videos, but probably the one that caught your eye is my movie. It's called House Concerts, The Home Invasion Tour, and it's a feature-length documentary film I did on house concerts. Made it back in 2001, and basically, shortly before that, I had fallen in love with the whole concept of house concerts, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I could just book a whole tour across the country doing nothing but house concerts? And back then, not as many people were familiar with the concept as they are now, and so I found myself explaining it to everybody. And I thought, you know, somebody should like write a book or make a film or something about this, and you know, so people could get hip to it. And I thought, well, I'm somebody, and I'm doing this tour. And one thing led to another, and I ended up with this film crew following me across country. We went from New Hampshire to Los Angeles, and stayed on the road about 6-7 weeks, something like that. And they just followed us everywhere in a Winnebago, and they filmed. Of course, they got all the shows, but they also got, you know, eating at Denny's and driving down the highway and meeting people and looking for hotels in the middle of the night and just everything that happens on the road. They just filmed it all. We got back to L.A. with something like 300 hours of footage.
Wow.
And whittled it down to about a little over an hour and a half in this film. So that's and it's available at filmbaby.com or through my own website, johnm.com. So filmbaby.com is a kind of a sister site to CD Baby. So.
Right, yeah, I'm aware of that site a little bit. It hasn't been promoted as much as
right.
CD Baby is what I've noticed, but there's some great stuff on there. So,
yeah,
all right.
Absolutely. All right, I think we're going to be in the dark here in a minute.
I know, they're closing the exhibition hall, so
we
must...
be locked in for the night.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, I'm with Penelope Salinger from Laughing Mermaid Productions from Santa Barbara, California. And I just thought I'd ask you, what brings you to Far West?
Well, I don't know exactly what brought me here, except that I have found that this is my tribe, these are my people, and it just makes me so happy to be around the kind of music I love and to know that it's still alive.
That's great. And you know, we had breakfast the other day, and you told me about your CD. It's your first project.
Yes. It's called I'm Here to Love. It took me a while to get around to making a CD because I didn't know how to do it. But fortunately, I had wonderful mentors that put together a great team to do it. And I'm just really happy with it. Some of the people who play on it are David West and Kate Wallace and Kenny Edwards, who's standing right over here, and Tom Ball, who played harmonica on Jumpstart. And it's 12 of my original songs. When people ask, you know, what kind of music, there's no one theme that joins it all. Kate Wallace said, well, I would call it folklectic. And it reminds me of what Forrest Gump said about life being like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get. The CD is kind of like that because it swings from a ballad to something funny to reggae to rock and back to a sad song and something that's inspirational. I just write in a lot of different genres, so I'm glad that there's a term called folk that captures that.
I like that term a lot, folk. Eclectic. It's also very kind of encompasses the way life is, and you know, that just from that inspirational to sad or you know, whatever.
Yeah, basically, because I write about whatever interests me or moves me. One of my most requested songs that's on the CD is called Dumpster Divin' Mama. And it's a true story. Fortunately, it didn't happen to me. It happened to my sister, which is always the best kind of true stories. It happens to somebody else. And it documents what she went through when her daughter wrapped up her retainer in her napkin, put it beside her plate, and it ended up in the school cafeteria trash, and they ended up having to go dumpster diving to retrieve it.
Oh my God. Well, I can't wait to listen to that one and the rest of your songs, and thanks for talking with me. It's been really nice meeting you this festival, and we have a mutual friend, we found out.
Actually two, Rosie and Carlene.
Oh, that's right. Yes, from Lopez Island. That was a really nice connection.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much.
It's the day before Christmas vacation. Family funds are running tight. My husband's unemployed right now. Not another job in sight. Just replaced our daughter's retainer. She'd left at the house of a friend. Their dog went and chewed it, so she couldn't use it. We don't have those dollars to spend. And now she comes home from school and tells me her new retainer is gone for good. She thinks it's mixed in with the trash of the school cafeteria food. I may be a dumpster dog. Rubber gloves.
Oh, mama, dive, dive, mama.
A dumpster diving mama, all decked out in yellow rubber gloves.
Oh, mama, dive, dive, mama.
Can't believe the things I do. Can't believe what I go through. All in the name of motherly love. Is a major investment, one that we can't afford to lose. Buy a new retainer or Christmas presents now. What's a mother to choose? I make my decision without any thought to be dignified or cool. I pack up my Rubbermaid gloves and my daughter and head to the neighborhood school. We're in luck that the garbage has not been collected. Dumpster has filled to the brim. Prop open the lid, hoist myself onto the rim. Now I'm a dumpster diving mama, decked out in yellow rubber gloves.
Oh, mama, dive, dive, mama.
A dumpster diving mama, all decked out in yellow rubber gloves. Slimy gobs of cranberry sauce, green salad and gravy and butter and rolls. Can't believe all the food these kids toss. I'm ripping and ripping through sack after sack, my derriere catching the breeze. But I'm not giving up till I get that thing back, and I couldn't care less who sees. Finally jump down inside of the dumpster when our chances seem smaller than small. Then eureka, I found still wrapped in the napkin. We'll have Christmas after all. 'Cause I'm a dumpster diving mama, decked out in yellow rubber gloves.
Oh, mama, dive, dive, mama.
A dumpster diving
Hello, Lee. Hello. It's time for your interview. He's finally free. He's been a very popular guy. I've grown to love him as well here at Far West. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself, your music, what you've been experiencing here at Far West, and anything else you'd like to share.
Do you want, like, bio, or do you want current?
You just tell me whatever you want to tell me.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
Here's how I got to Far West. I was working out in the middle of Idaho wilderness, and I stopped to help somebody who had rolled over on the highway in their Suburban and got hit by a car, standing in the median of the highway trying to help them. And seven surgeries later, lost my kneecap and, you know, crushed my leg. Spent a lot of time practicing guitar and a lot of time singing songs that I've written, and decided that next to almost dying and almost losing my leg, what's the problem with going and singing a little folk song? So I decided that that's what I would do, and have kind of made steps to start to play out, recorded a CD, you know, got some great musicians playing on the CD that I, you know, kind of formed a little community up there. And then the next step was move out of Boise, and so that's what I'm doing here at the Far West Conference. Trying to make a name for myself.
All right, Lee Penske, and this was over the course of, what, like 7 years, in the last seven years?
I got hit by the car in 2001, January 12th, 2001. My first gig out was probably 5 years ago, or, you know, it was like, they called me Lee from the desert because I was still living out in the desert, and it was this kind of 10-minute little thing, and at a friend's gig, and since then I've just been making a name, and you know, I play out. You played for a couple festivals, played for, you know, do the coffee houses between those, but mostly around the Boise area, a little bit in Michigan.
And so, is it feeding you physically and spiritually and monetarily?
It's feeding me spiritually. It is not feeding me monetarily. I'm a clinical social worker, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday on a mental health unit. So I'm dealing with some pretty acute mentally ill cats who need help.
Do you ever sing for them?
I do. I have brought in my guitar and sung a little bit for them, and I think some of the experiences I've kind of heard have made their way into some of my songs in a small way, not really in a big way. For instance, I've got a song about kind of being, you know, that everybody's broken. I mean, that's one of the things I've learned about life, is that everybody is broken in some way, and not one of us is truly 100%. And so one of my songs is, you know, it's called The Bucket, and the hook is, you can either be the hole in the bucket or the bucket with the hole.
All right, that's great. Okay, well, thanks a lot for sharing, and I've been really happy to meet you, and I look forward to listening to your CD on the way home. Well, and I caught some great songs last night.
Well, I look forward to continuing a great relationship with you, Sue.
All right. Thanks a lot.
A lifetime of catching up will never get me home. Back there's the sweetest thing I have ever known. Something that I can't find no matter where I roam. Get me a ticket heading home. I need a ticket heading home. Get me a ticket heading home. I need a ticket heading home. at nighttime, soaring across the sky. Dreamed about the days, you know, I thought I'd never die. Nothing like the summer sun on your shoulders in July. Getting me a ticket heading home. I need a ticket heading home. Getting me a ticket heading home. I need a ticket heading home. You. Ever since we parted, I have known that's true. Guess the time has come now, there's nothing left to do. Get me a ticket heading home. I need a ticket heading home. Get me a ticket heading home. I need a ticket heading home.
That was Lee Penn Sky. What a great guy he is. Just for real. And he had one of those life-altering events. Hit by a car, as he said, while he was helping someone by the side of the road. And it completely changed his life. And he works full-time as a social worker. And he just started singing in his convalescing. And so he's trying to make a name for himself, as he said. So you're listening to Gleanings, and I'm Sue Dumond, and we're listening to some interviews and music from the Far West Folk Alliance that I attended down in Phoenix, Arizona. And we've listened to Alice DiMaselli, Lee Penn Sky, Penelope Salinger. Let's see, who else? I had a few interviews in there with some other folks I didn't have music of. And I got some more coming up in a second, but it's time for the Lopez Island Music Calendar. And this is a play, and the kids are having the Community Shakespeare is next week, from November 19th to November 22nd. At the Lopez Center. You can check out their website at lopezcenter.com or the Community Shakespeare website at communityshakespeare.org. There's two plays, Much Ado About Nothing at 4:30 p.m. and King Lear at 7:30 p.m. And on November 19th is the dress rehearsal, and admission is by donation. And the other nights are the full-on plays. So, and I'd also like to let you know that there's two new music shows here at KLOI, and Wednesday evenings from 8 to 11 is the Grand Southern Vocal and Plectrophonic Review with L.C. Britton. That's a mouthful. And he had his first show last week, and I'll give you a little description of it. It's a show covering early to contemporary folk, country, and bluegrass, plus some discussion of historical context, including news of current events in the bluegrass and folk community. From an acoustic perspective, I will explore other early influences, including classic, early jazz, blues, and ragtime, border music, etc. And LC did a great show the other night. It was really, really wonderful. I happen to know him, and he's just incredible with his knowledge and of music. And so check it out Wednesday nights from 8 to 11. And then Saturday night, we have, starting this Saturday, Saturday Dance Music with David Hellman. He's one of our great young teenage men on the island. And David has his pulse on the happening hip music, so I think that's going to be great. It's from 8 to 10 p.m. So I'm going to keep on going here, but I want to remind you that after Gleanings tonight at 9:15 is the Dead Air Gypsies with Ollie and Michael, and it's their last show before they hit the road, and they've invited Lady in Blue and Scuzzy to be with them tonight, and it's going to be a great show, so stick around. And continuing on this Far West Folk Alliance recording I have, you'll note that the next interview I have is some friends of mine, and those are Danny Schmidt and Esther Galton, and they just couldn't be serious when they were interviewed. They had to screw around with me, and they've been visitors and performers on the island, so I hope you enjoy this little interview and some of their music. And in fact, the music I'll be playing from Danny was recorded live here on Lopez Island at a Home on the Grange concert.
That's a good one.
We are here at the Danny Schmidt and Esther Galton multimedia extravaganza here at Far West. What? Anyways, there's a swarm of people around here. Yes, of course I want you to say something. And Danny?
Something as usable as that? That?
Yes, something.
How about, instead, because everyone's always talking in these microphones, what I'm going to do instead is a face that says everything that I need to say.
That's quite a face from Mr. Schmidt. Oh, of course, Esther, she's like a microphone hog. She's waiting for her second turn, raising her hand. Okay. Oh, man, I don't know. The photos are, maybe I should be watching those. They're pretty good. Okay, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you for coming over here and asking our perspective.
Actually, I am really happy to see you guys here. It makes my day.
It's been fun hanging out with you.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see you here.
I was excited to see you, too. Esther, I wasn't so excited about seeing, but... Thank you, Esther Galton and Danny Schmidt.
We're really mature.
From love to substance abuse.
Take me back to Memphis where the king smoked dope, and he drove his gold caddy through the mirrors of smoke. When life goes driving off ahead and you wear those reds and whites and catching up some dew on that blue railroad train, blue railroad train, blue railroad train. The tracks have mercy on. Tell me, Jimi Hendrix, just before he died, there was a rainbow in the tunnel, really worth the ride. I'm not to judge a man on what he can or should. I hope the angels have some funk and that the sky kissed good. Like that blue railroad train, blue railroad train, blue railroad train. Tracks have mercy on. I'm going gonna sing with Janis Joplin. Watch her shake that thing and hear nothing in her pockets but freedom's ring. But don't think for a second you had nothing to lose, because it froze your heart and stole your blues. That railroad train, blue railroad train, blue railroad train.
Tracks have mercy, tracks have mercy on me.
Johnny Cash, there's a hymn I've heard that sings that in the ashes of the fire hides the King of Kings. You've crawled through the soot and you've searched it long, and 14 stations later you rode back home. On that blue railroad train, blue railroad train, blue railroad train.
Tracks have mercy, tracks have mercy on me.
The world's gone crazy and our souls are weak, and that they're sacred and profane along the paths we seek. As long as there are questions, there'll be answers tried. You can't know the destination before you ride. Blue railroad train, blue railroad train, blue railroad train.
Tracks have mercy, tracks have mercy on me. And the frogs, but I was happy all the time. And I always ate at dawn, and I always slept till dark. I guess I worked too hard, but I was happy, happy all the time. I danced beneath the moon, 'cause I was happy all the time. With the beavers and raccoons, 'cause I was happy all the time. And the sycamores would chaperone and flash approving teeth, and herons cheered me on, 'cause I was happy, happy all the time. Bubble baths and parties, I was happy all the time. With berries and Bacardi, I was happy all the time. Is it darkness that inspires us, or passion that requires us to have to stay so loose to be so happy, happy all the time? River of Ritzina, I was happy all the time. And though the bank was sort of seedy, I was happy all the time. So I piled high the stones until the river kindly rose. Well, damn it all, 'cause I was so damn happy, happy all the time. Well, I took the time to breathe, 'cause
I was happy all the time. Among the root buds and the weeds, cause I was happy all the time. But the peat moss and the leaves took turns with both my feet, until my toes took root and I was happy, happy all the time. I begged upon the seasons, I was happy all the time. To strip my rhymes and reasons, I was happy all the time. And the winter rained like razors, and the summer burned like bees. And my skin grew thick as bark, cause I was happy all the time. There was fire in the forest, I was happy all the time. To cleanse our closets for us, I was happy all the time. And my branches were the first to embrace the scalded earth. And my middle opened wide, cause I was happy all the time. Now there's a girl inside my chest, and she seems happy all the time. Untethered and undressed, and just so happy all the time. And all the frogs and all the lizards tell her tales of droughts and blizzards. And the soil beneath her toes just feels so rich and just so happy. So happy.
I am talking to a member of Driftwood Fire, and maybe you could tell me a little bit about your music and what brings you to Far West and what you've experienced here.
Sure. We call our music indie folk pop, and it's a mix of anything from Appalachian bluegrass backed by more contemporary acoustic guitar to some sort of electric 1950s hollow body with poppier kind of acoustic backing. So kind of the gamut of folk music, but all definitely hearkening back to a good organic rootsy feeling. As far as what we're doing at Far West, this is our first Far West as a band. For two of us, it's our first folk alliance of any sort. For JJ, our drummer, she's actually been to the National one a couple of times as kind of a session player. And we're planning on going there in February, but this was kind of an opportunity for us to jump in and get our feet wet and understand how Folk Alliance operates and the people that are involved and what is to be gained by being here and experiencing everything that's going on.
Right on. That sounds good. I really loved your description of your group. And I got the chance to listen to you guys last night, and I really enjoyed myself. And I understand you guys have been together for a year?
That's right, yeah. Two of us, myself, Lynn, and the guitar banjo player, Charlotte, have known each other for several years and been sort of writing and performing, but also living in different states. So it's been kind of a long-distance collaboration. In December, we were both finally living in Colorado and hired JJ to come in as a session player on our recording, and had such a fantastic experience understanding that not only was there good musical chemistry, but also good writing and arranging chemistry, that we ultimately asked her if she wanted to become a full-time member, and she moved out in May. So since May, and it's what, October now, so since May, she's been living in Fort Collins with us and performing and, you know, doing as much as we can together, which has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Well, I look forward to hearing more of you.
Thank you.
And maybe I'll see you in February, right?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
just might be there myself. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, our experience here has been so great. Just the people and the energy has been fantastic. So I hope I get to run into you again.
All right. Thanks for talking.
Sleepy as upon my chest, feel like rain. Thunder clouds looking for rest on an open plain. And I can tell the magic is left. I slept too soundly. Trace of wind. I miss the torrid skies ripping around your light and the name. But I can tell the magic is left. I slept too soundly. So for now I know the magic is left. I slept too soundly. The smell of rain, thunder clouds searching for rest on an open plain.
That was Driftwood Fire. And there are three gals out of Fort Collins, Colorado, and they were quite a find. They're really good, and they're really young, too, so I expect that we're going to be hearing a lot from them in the coming years, from a lot of different genres. They're really very talented. The drummer plays with a singer called Ellis as well, and really nice group of gals. I really like their sound. So it's 8:59 and you're listening to KLOI LPFM, Lopez Island, Washington, 102.9 FM. And we've been listening to some musicians I met at the Far West Folk Alliance in Phoenix, Arizona, that I was at a couple weeks ago. And that's the end of my little program of that. And I have about 15 more minutes of my time, and then the Dead Air Gypsies come on, and it's going to be fabulous tonight. Ollie and Michael and Scuzzy and Lady in Blue, so stick around. That'll start around 9:15, and to use up my next 15 minutes, I'm going to play one long song, and that song is Jerry Garcia and Merle Saunders' song from Legion of Mary. Merle Saunders passed away a couple weeks ago. In fact, when I was at the Far West Folk Alliance, and that was really sad to me because he was quite a great keyboard player, and he had a stroke a couple years back, and even though he was paralyzed on one side, he was still playing with one hand. So he was a very dedicated musician, and Jerry Garcia and Merle Saunders had quite a collaboration together for years. So I'm going to play a little bit from their Legion of Mary years. This is from one of my bootlegs, 1975, Keystone Arena, and it's The Harder They Come. And as soon as this is over, the Dead Air Gypsies will be here, so I hope you stick around.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey folks, this is Sue DuMond, and you've been listening to Gleanings. I'm here every Tuesday night, except I won't be here next Tuesday as I'm off to Arizona for my mother's 80th birthday. So I'll see you in 2 weeks, and stay tuned for the Dead Air Gypsies. They're coming right up. That last tune was Merle Saunders and Jerry Garcia. Merle Saunders passed away a couple weeks ago. So see you later.